Yeah, what up, everybody? Welcome back to the number one station, the Active FM, with your boys DJ Dash and DJ Nave. Right, you on the mix.
Yeah, what up, Mr. Nash? I'm good, man. I got Gazozo, man.
Gazozo
in the house.
Oh, yeah. I see that word is keeping on going, hey?
Yeah,
it started last week.
Yes.
Wow. Alright, I get you. But we have a wonderful guest right here, our dear friend, the best friend right here. It's the T-Bow Touch.
Yeah.
Let the man introduce himself, right?
Thanks a lot, James, for hosting me on your show. This is your boy, T-Bow Touch. I'm one of the Active FM producers. And yeah, I like to thank this opportunity you gave me, guys, to be on your show. This is the most, best show ever, if I can say that. You know, this is one of my best shows I like listening to. You know, the Dave and Ness show.
We take a bow today. We have Mr. T-Bow Touch, as he introduced himself right here, one of our producers. That's awesome. That's awesome to have you here, man.
Yeah, thanks. It's a pleasure.
Yeah. The fact that you took your time to actually come in here from behind the scenes to the front.
Yes.
To the front part of it.
Front scenes.
Yeah, Mr. Nash.
Yeah.
How's it been going, man?
Okay. How's it been going? So, yeah, the sun has been going, man.
You see, you've started with your things. Okay.
You know, man, it's been good, man. Everything has been awesome. Yeah, the Lord has been blessing, you know. Yeah, another day. That's a blessing right there.
Yeah, it's a blessing day.
You receive His mercy every single day. So, yeah, I've experienced a lot of stuff. And, yeah, like I say, I don't have bad days. I have character building days.
Oh, yeah.
It's been character building, you know. I've had a lot of days. So, it's awesome, man.
Don't take life's difficulties, but as life lessons.
I get you, man.
That's awesome. You heard from Mr. Nash, and my day. Actually, we're beginning the day. Why am I saying my day?
Yeah.
You know, I'm used to the fact that you always ask me, how's your day? Like, we just began the day, you ask me, how's the day? What's wrong with you? But anyway, Capital Kings of the Week.
Oh, okay. Yes. So you gotta know how your day is gonna be.
That's
why you must plan your day.
Do you agree with that, Mr. T?
Yes, basically that's what our pastor is teaching us nowadays, you know, man, to always plan your day and your week, you know, ahead. Know what you're doing, because he says to me, the time you are free, that's the time the devil comes in and attacks you, you know.
Yeah.
So you should have plans for the whole day and make sure it's progressive and, make sure it's working out in your favor, man.
I told you, man.
No, I wasn't disagreeing. I just wanted to get a different point of view. You get what I'm saying?
I'm checking. I'm making sure, man.
How could I disagree with that?
I get
your point.
Yes.
Yeah, so what we're going to be talking about today, the topic of the day is, what made you say that?
Actually, what made you say that?
I was thinking the same thing, man.
Okay, the thing that made me say that is because I wanted to know what other people think about it. Okay, what made other people say that?
That's what I wanted to find out.
So, the concept, it doesn't actually stick on mothers, but that moment when you said you hate your mother, but you didn't mean it.
Yeah.
It doesn't only base on mothers. I mean, it's in general. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What made you say that? At the moment when you say you hate somebody, you hate your friend, you hate your mama, Sita. You hate your brother, you hate your sister, but you didn't mean it.
Yeah.
Have you ever encountered that those kind of moments? Man?
Yeah, I have.
Tell us about it.
I have a lot.
A lot of description. You know, before we give some people juicy stuff.
Okay, I'll go to common ground, you know. You know when someone asks you for a question, you know. In fact, they ask you a question, and they ask you for something that you actually have, but you respond in a negative way. In other words, you respond in an untruthful way without thinking. And then afterwards you're thinking, ah, I heard that, but why did I say that? So I've had a situation where someone asked me for money, and I had money in my bag, man.
Yeah.
But now, because I'm so used to saying no, I don't have. Also, that time I said I don't have, and then as they left, afterwards I'm now thinking, okay, I had money. Why did I say I don't have? I could have gave them, you know, yeah, that moment. So yeah, it's things like that, man. Things like that.
All right, yeah, that was just a little chip clip, yes, of what we're gonna be speaking about. But right now, before we carry on and continue with the topic, what made you say that? Stick around and think about it,
yeah,
while we give you this track that's gonna make you dance.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Stick around.
Maybe open your eyes to see endless possibilities. Come on, help me say.
Whatever you desire, whatever you require, whatever the case may be.
Open your eyes
to see endless possibilities.
All you gotta do is just release your faith.
Lord, I believe.
your hands up to the sky and receive. Open your eyes to see endless possibilities.
Holla, 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 everybody. We're back. Yeah, you still tuned in here. I don't need to introduce the show because you already know, yeah. You're the GM, you already know. It's too much, man. Comedy and rhyming, you know, random, yeah. So, yeah, we're actually thankful for the fact that you also here as the audience, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you tuned in, yes, gonna be delivering a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're an active FM.
I see. You're trying to find some rhymes there, but if you're not connected.
Just kidding. Guys, forgive my brother. Yeah, you know, like all of us. We know, man. Yeah, you forgiven, man. So yeah, we're back here with more fire.
Yeah, the team. We're still sticking around with him, right? He's gonna be here for the rest of the show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're gonna get to hear what he has to say in terms of what made you say that, Mr. T.
Yeah.
Just reveal one thing that moment that you encountered, and then you said you hate somebody or you did something to somebody and you didn't mean it.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
I actually don't know where to start because there are plenty people I've actually said that.
That's awesome.
So I'll basically start with my high school teacher, you know. That moment you're in class, you're trying to impress the chicks, you know what I'm saying? As you're busy doing your stuff there, then she just walks in, she was like, you know what, I'm booking you for detention. I was like, oh my goodness. This teacher. Can't you see I'm trying to get it smooth with the chicks? So she was like, you know, I'm booking you on detention. And I was like, you know what? I hate you, man. I hate you.
Oh!
You know, and I told him face to face. I was like, I hate you, man. And yeah, basically, not that I really hated the teacher because he taught one of the important, subjects. And I actually like that subject a lot, which is mathematics. And I hated him for that moment. Not that I hated him. You know, that moment when he ruined my vibe, you know. And yeah, he put me in for detention. And I was like, you know what? I hate you, man.
Yeah,
Mr. Thibault Touch. Detention made him say that. Detention made him say that.
You know what I love about this session?
Yeah.
It's all about practical, you know. It's about being personal, you know.
Yeah.
And the fact is, the things that we also experience is the same things that people out there experience.
Yeah.
Like, what? Yeah. What? There's a lot of people's lives that can relate to this.
That's true.
I love about this session.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man.
Mr. Leo.
Yeah, it's about the practical stuff. So, Mr. Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Since you went to high school, one of those high school years, you know.
Yeah,
you're still in high school.
Yeah.
But yeah, one of those moments, man. Yeah. Hey, day, man.
Ish.
Ish. Hey.
You know, there are a lot, I can't even think of one.
Yes.
There are a lot, but I can't even think of one.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, but it was that. Oh, yeah. It was that time when, you know, I didn't do my homework. Hey!
Homework times.
Yay.
Didn't do my homework.
Yes.
And now, in this position that I'm at school, as the head boy.
Okay, yeah.
Just like, it's just like, you're getting a warning.
Yay.
Because you didn't do your homework. And you are the head boy on top of that.
You.
Okay.
Inside of me, I didn't let it out there, but inside of me, I was like, five, man, I don't even care about this head boy stuff. But actually, I reflected, no, man.
Yeah.
Nah, did I just say that? But I didn't mean it, though. I said it inside of me. I'm glad that I didn't say it out loud.
Yeah.
But that is one of the moments.
Hey, Mr. Dave, right there. Now imagine if he came out.
You know when you have a lot of pressure.
Yes.
And you end up saying stuff and you didn't mean them. So pressure made me say that.
Yeah, you know, like they say, when you put the tea bag in the hot water, then you find out which tea is it.
They all look the same, but
when you put them in that water, that's when you know, this is this tea. So it was one of those moments. But it's a good thing it didn't come out. I'm just picturing there, you know, you take that tea bag, you put it in hot water, guess what?
It does that.
You're expecting it to change the water, guess what? The water's still the same. Imagine that. Yeah. What are you gonna say?
Ish.
Like, this tea is fake, man.
Now I think it's white tea.
Yes.
Yeah. We just got a concept right there.
Yeah.
We must think of making that kind of tea.
Okay, yeah.
You need to find ways and how you're going to do it.
Yes. So you must go for it, ne? Yeah. And then if you get it right, I'll come back, ne?
Yeah.
And then I'll also take the credit.
You just get the smell.
I get you, man. I actually thought of it, you know, like, it's like Christ, you know, we just like, we like that tea, you know, when you put that tea bag inside that water, it takes out stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now those stuff are your nonsense. Mm.
That's real.
That's why your nonsense.
It's too much.
Now when you put Christ in the equation, all of the stuff are erased.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know, like, so you like that tea bag, you know, it's amazing because you like that tea bag, and then guess what? They put you in hot water, you remove all your nonsense and all those stuff. Like, eventually, as time goes on, that tea bag becomes useless. You know, like, you can take it now, put it in water, it still removes nothing.
Yeah.
Take it, put it in water.
Yeah.
Now, picture that. You're in that hot water, now they take Christ, they put you back. They put him in the equation.
Yeah.
All of that nonsense is gone.
Yeah.
And then they take you out. Then they put you in more hot water, and then there's nothing that comes out. It's like Christ. Removes Christ's characteristics. I don't got nonsense, man. Can't blame me anymore, eh?
Yeah.
That's real stuff, right there.
Yeah, man.
Mr. Thibault.
Yeah.
What do you have to say in everything that we just spoke about right now? Just letting people know out there and
basically
how to handle themselves. And,
you know, listening to the sermons that our pastor preaches unto us, you know, he spoke one time about being a snake, you know, being trapped in the corner, then, you know, when you're caught doing the wrong thing, then you respond negatively because you actually in your comfort zone, and that person is actually trying to take you out of your comfort zone, you know.
Yeah.
So I'd say basically don't say words or do stuff because you feel comfortable or because that person is actually going deep into your situation or trying to get more information about what you're doing, and you answer to that person like that, you know. Because there are plenty of times whereby my pastor speaks to me and in my head I'm full of arguments. I'm like, you know what, pastor, I actually don't care, you know. But to actually talk about it, I get sometimes this feeling inside, you know, because I believe that what he says, it is true about me. He sees a better person within me, but then I'm in my comfortable zone. And I actually feel relaxed where I am. But then I believe that I have to step out of my comfort zone, and that's when I'll be able to see my, what can I say? My accountability of being a leader, actually, you know.
Yeah.
So I'd say, guys, let's step out of our comfort zone, and keep those words inside, you know. Think twice, bite your tongue when you're about to say that, you know.
Yes.
And like, you know what, no, I'm actually not gonna curse that person, but bless them, you know.
Yes. It's true that it actually got me thinking, you know.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of us actually say things because of specific situations that happen to us, you know. And in those situations, we actually don't think as we let out, you know, the stuff that are in us.
Yeah.
Like, as we speak, as we let out the words, we actually don't think. And that was a great illustration that they use, you know, in terms of the snake.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when the snake attacks from the corner, it's not attacking to eat you, it's attacking to get away from it.
Yeah, actually protecting itself, you know.
Yeah, and that's what we also do, you know, like, when you're filled with pride and all the stuff. I can also like call a lot of situations where I also reacted in the same way, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I'm being rebuked, and then guess what? Got a lot of arguments also, and I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And it also got me thinking, you know, what made you say that? You know, the most common words that we always say is, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I hate.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
But now that I don't care is the most common one. And when you're in that situation, when you say I don't care, like, you know, examine yourself. Do you really mean it? Or you're just saying it to get out of there?
Because
when you're comfortable, that's when you remove all of those stuff.
Yeah.
And it's not good. Yeah, man. Gotta reflect on that.
Yeah.
That's real stuff right there. That's real stuff. Yeah. We've gotten down to the middle of the topic. Not in the middle, but we've covered a lot of stuff right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just the initiation phase. Yeah. But we're going to come back with some more. We're going to come back with some fire. We're going to come back with some real juice. Kazozo is Mr. Nessie right there.
Yeah.
If you listen to the last week's show, then you will know what that Kazozo came from. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, the sauce. We had Musa here on the show.
Yeah, the Musa problem.
Yeah, everybody, we got a song for you.
Yeah.
Listen up.
Hammer time, they can't touch me. Bedtime, I ain't never had a bedtime. Headline, boy, you looking at a headline. Hammer time, they can't touch me. Hammer time, they can't touch me. Bedtime, watch me kill the scene. Bedtime, we gon' steal the scene. Bedtime, I say MC Hammer. Out the slammer, I'm set free for real. Feel my town around, through the line of Jesus took the wheel. I can't keep the truth inside of me, I gotta squeal. Some folk trust in God, just cause the world's a dollar bill. Oh man, he gon' tuck that down and seal the deal. Y'all playing, sorry I can't understand a word that y'all saying. Big boss moves, never heard of small plans. I just want some makers, I come from a small land. Not for real, itty bitty, used to be down bad boy, now I'm up like Diddy. Got a new wave and we surfing through the city. Crazy walking with me, shining bright, we got it lit it like sheesh. Out the dog pound, we done made it off the leash. Making sure the people comprehend like a peach. Young Georgia boy coming straight up out the east. Grinding cause my family got a piece. Hammer time, they can't touch me. Hammer time, they can't touch me. Hammer time, bedtime, I ain't never had a bedtime. Headline, boy, you looking at a headline. Hammer time, they can't touch me. Hammer time, they can't touch me. Hammer time, bedtime, watch me kill the scene. Bedtime, we gon' steal the scene. Bedtime,
tell me who you fooling? Saw you coolin', flexin' with the jeweler. What you doing? Yo, imagine if I met the ruler. Closet full of chains, boy, you never been a shooter. I don't need a chain, just to prove it, boy, I'm moving. Where you moving? Out your mama house, off your mama couch. If we living, what we talk about? You don't talk a lot. Sambo, rent it Lambo, you can say that. I took my money, built the studio, and took the range back. H-Town to Atlanta, country, Bama, MC Hammer. Boy, we too legit to quit, I die, I resurrect my yana. Put a nail up in your coffin, my hammer awesome. I ain't worried about no problems, the Lord I call on. My God, everybody eating if you part of my squad. And they know I'm working, boy, I stay on my job. You know, got my standard, he the answer. I ain't perfect, I'm just purchased out here working with the hammer like.
Hammer time, they can't touch me. Hammer time, hey. Hammer time, they can't touch me. Hammer time, hey. Bedtime, I ain't never had a bedtime. Headline, boy, you looking at a headline. Hammer time, they can't touch me. Hammer time, hey. Hammer time, hey. They can't touch me. Hammer time, bedtime, watch me kill the scene. Bedtime, hey. Bedtime, we gon' steal the scene. Bedtime.
Holla, back here, Mr.
Yeah.
Don't you wanna introduce the show in, you know? Don't you wanna come in?
Okay. This is the DNN show, you know. That's how I say it. It's not the Dave and Nash, but it's the Dash show, you know, on the
Yes.
This is your Active 4 FM. Christ music is
hot music.
Yeah. Ah, that was amazing.
He's still there.
Still tuned in on the Dave and Nash show. And welcome to each and everyone that just joined in. You know, just joining now. Still loving it.
Okay, but anyway, we still tuned in. What did I say? What made you say that? Yeah, almost got it wrong.
Because we're still in the house, right, man. We're still in the house. We're still carrying on with the show, man.
Okay.
We're not working out, man.
Oh, I get you.
Yes.
Okay, I'll just hold it right there. Okay, we're back again, everybody. Yeah, we're still talking. What made you say that? So, I'm here checking up on www.7cups.com. Hey, seven cups of tea. Super wet. Okay. So there are people here. They're Q's and A's. So the Q here, the question is, why do I always say things I do not mean? So we have different views. So as I was scrolling up and down, I found this interesting one by Anonymous. So this person says, sometimes we don't want to hurt the person we love, or we are just a people pleaser. Learn to say the things that you mean so that you don't hurt yourself.
Yeah.
Love yourself. Yeah. Yo, that's one of the things there. Like, as I was scrolling up and down, there are a lot of interesting ones, but this one caught my attention.
Yeah,
you know,
so much, man.
Because now, if you are a people pleaser, you don't have time for yourself.
Yeah.
Whenever you wake up in the morning, what you're thinking about is to please the next person.
Yeah.
True that.
And then now, because you are trying to please people, you end up saying things that you did not mean.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That end up hurting you, not that person.
Mm. Yeah.
Because that person might just walk over it.
Yeah.
But as for you, it still holds on inside. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah.
You know that first part of that sentence, you know, it actually caught me. You know.
Yeah.
Sometimes we say things because we wanna please people.
Mm-hmm.
Like please people, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, that actually touches a lot of areas, because it's not just to please them in terms of whatever that they come to you with. You know, sometimes it's because we wanna feel better, you know,
yeah.
Wanna feel good, and we say things that we actually not willing to what can I say, commit to,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we say things like that because we wanna please this person. So you get a scenario where someone will come and ask you, may you please come and fetch? Okay, let's say you're driving a car.
Yeah.
Nah, and this person needs to get to work. And you work somewhere close there. And guess what? You've never went to fetch this person.
Mm.
But now, because you want to please them, they'll come to you, they ask you, can you please come and fetch me tomorrow? I don't have transport or something like that. And guess what? Your response is yes. Just to please them.
Yeah.
And guess what? The following day, you don't pitch up. Mm. Now, what that actually now touches is, how many people do you actually like break their trust, you know, towards you by saying things that you wanna please them with, but you're not willing to commit?
Yeah,
yeah. You're not willing to do that, you know, that specific task towards them, you know. And that actually gets you thinking, like, before you say something, like, examine it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't only break your trust, it actually breaks the relationship that you have with that person.
Yeah. Yeah.
By you just saying random things that, yeah, you think out of your head, and then, boah, you take them out.
Just
they can actually ruin this relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually agree with you, Mr. Yeah. Nash, because relationships are based on, you know, what can I say, honesty and above all, before I even answer the others, you know, honesty is the best thing you have in relationships, because I wouldn't be a friend with someone who's always lying to me, you know?
Yeah.
Who's always lying to me, telling me all types of stories just to please me, but at the end of the day, they're disappointing me.
Yay.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. So, yeah, don't actually lie in your relationships. Not relationships in a male and a female, but yeah, general relationships,
yeah.
Actually, you know,
yeah.
Just don't lie. Be honest, you know. Sometimes the truth hurts, but then you actually give the next person the reality of who you are, because lying,
yeah.
it already paints a picture of what type of a person you are, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want someone with that type of character.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
What?
I wouldn't even call it a relationship if that person is a liar.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it actually takes me to me in my life, you know. There's, like, in my life, I don't have friends, you know. Because I almost went to jail because of a friend. You know, I've been that close. I could have had a criminal record now, you know. Because, this person that you consider as friend, you know. Like, yeah, that's my friend, man. That's my best friend. And guess what? This person turns on you.
You're
like,
oh,
what?
Man.
Suddenly shifting whatever that happened in his life towards you. And then they want to arrest you instead of that person. Now, after that experience, I was like, you know what? My life, I'm not going to have friends, you know. I'm going to cut all the friends out. And now I got family members and acquaintances.
Yeah.
So if you're not a brother or sister, you're someone that I know, not a friend. Because yeah. Friends, hey, you see that end at the friend. You see, friend, there's end. There's an end, yes. Family, there's no end.
That's man. Too much, Mr. Nash. Yeah. That's too much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In family, there's I-L-Y. Mm-hmm. I love you.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. That's too much, man.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Too much.
That's amazing, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so when we're looking at it, going back to obviously everything that we've been speaking about is based on what made you say that.
Yeah.
And now, going back, let's say you say that thing that you didn't mean. Mm-hmm. Would you tell the person that you didn't mean it afterwards?
Hey.
Okay.
That's another one.
Okay.
Hey. Yeah, so would you, yeah, would you take the courage to go back, you know? And
okay, I'll take this one to you.
Yeah. Oh man,
yeah.
Oh please.
Yeah.
Let's reveal yourself. You personally, would you tell that person that you didn't mean it?
You know, hey, it's too much, hey.
Yeah.
But then since we've been dealing on character with my pastor, you know, I actually think I'm actually grown up enough to that point that I can actually go to that person and admit. But then if my pastor hadn't preached about this and I hadn't changed my personality, I wouldn't go admit.
Yeah.
Like, for what?
Yeah.
Why should I actually admit that I didn't mean it? You know? So, yeah. Things that I've put off the old man. And yeah, I can actually admit it nowadays. You know that, you know what? I actually said this and that and that and that because I was angry or I was upset. But then I'm not going to use that as an excuse or a reason, but I'll just be honest with that next person, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, I would actually admit that no, I never said it because I hate you. I just said it out of anger, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, 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 that's amazing, man.
It's the Nash.
Yeah, man.
What
about
you,
head
on
you?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, like personally myself, I've had that situation, you know. I've had it, and what basically happened is, you know, family issues there, you know. Yeah, me and my father,
mm-hmm.
okay, like we didn't used to go along, you know, like, yeah, the blood wasn't there, you know. Okay, the blood is there, but now the connection, you know,
connection,
in terms of the relationship. Now, specific things that he did, you know, it actually made me angry. And as a result, I reacted in a way I wasn't supposed to react. Now, back then, I didn't even want to go and say sorry, man. Like, I wasn't going to go back, like, I was at that point where I stopped speaking to him, all those stuff. And then, same thing, you know, church, touch on character, everything is now like, this, that, you're like, okay,
much,
that's
man.
Mine, that's
too
mine.
Much.
You know, and then eventually, recently, within the past week or two, you know, Pastor Kevin is like, go speak to him. Like, okay, in my head, I have this argument. I'm like, if you're in my situation, you're gonna, you know, like,
man.
And then, okay, I went back, said sorry, started speaking to him, invited him to encounter and all the stuff, you know. And then at the end of the day, Sam went on, I was like, you know what, it's actually a good thing because it's I'm doing that for me, you know. It's actually building my character, because if I'm able to go back and say sorry, any other situation that comes back, even if I'm not the one that's at fault, I'll be able to go back and say sorry, and as a result, I won't be breaking a lot of relationships. Instead, I'll be restoring them, you know. So I would be able to go back and say sorry at this point. I am
Yeah, character building right there. It's not a difficulty,
man.
It's a life lesson. It's a character building day. You know what I'm saying? Each and every single day, whether you're facing hardships or what, or whatsoever that you're encountering in your life, don't look at it as a difficulty. Don't look at it as something that's going to break you down, but look at it as something that's growing you, because every hardship in life, it grows you. You know what I'm saying? They say the hardest battles are given to the bravest soldiers. You grow in a position where you're not comfortable.
True.
Yeah, just in closing, in what we were discussing right here, the questions that I gave to Mr. T and Mr. Nash right here, we have a lovely Lennox 18. She says that maybe you said something in a heated moment, in a heated conversation.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't mean it, tell that person that you didn't mean it.
Mm.
You gotta go to that person and tell them that you didn't mean it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As you have heard from Mr. T and Mr. Nash, right here, we're gonna be back It's the tea.
Yeah.
Please give the people the track.
Okay. We're coming down with your hot tunes. Please dance to this tune and log on again to Active FM on the Dave and Ness show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Loyalty is in my bloodline, and I got bad blood, so I'll disrupt time, and I'll disrupt any line that has a curse. I'm talking generations, I'm breaking chains with a single verse, now I'm accelerating, pump the brakes, now I'm ejected from the vehicle, damage might be critical, they go into the doctor, check me out, she say I'm breathing though, I guess I really have to kill this flesh to reach my pinnacle. Well, this walk I'm walking right now was the traditional, that's why I'm a very intellectual individual, bruh, I've been a king, way before any umbilical, loyalty to my king, tell me in crisis identical, raise the dead with the miracles, but I don't need no fork in the world, lose my son, no 100 mil, when I'm gone, I'm the plug, keep my line, that's the baton, be reborn, cause the king, take a look at his palms, see them hoes, bruh, all I want is loyalty, loyalty, don't come around me with disloyalty, loyalty, put you in check, you know I'm royalty, royalty, better come correct, cause that's a major key, yeah, all I want is loyalty, loyalty, don't come around me with disloyalty, loyalty, put you in check, you know I'm royalty, royalty, better come correct, cause that's a major key, yeah, I took the shot, cause my life was on that line, 3 more seconds, count down till it's time, cause sometimes I need a break, but my foot ain't on a pedal, hit the gas real fast, hoping that I never settle, I'm a vessel, and I'm coming for the devil, and everybody residential, I'm coming for you at an angle, and do you like the sentimental end, I don't really need a medal, cause all glory to the king, he knows my heart, and I'm being redeemed, this must be real life, I'm just trying to make it, caught up in this life, I ain't really trying to waste it. Used to spend long nights. I pray to God that I make it. Mama used to tell me, boy, you really going crazy. But I'm really going crazy for the one who made me. Never lacking, I've been working overtime. Need his word, word daily. Real G's know my lingo. We all related what it do, bro. I got blessed with me. But it damn, we don't bang, bro. Red Bull give you wings. I pray that you lend them. Thug serving while the cops lurking. Got bad symbols by the bender. If you die, where you go? It better be heaven, no homie, you wrote, bro. If you die, where you go? It better be heaven, no homie, you wrote, bro. All I want is loyalty, loyalty. Don't come around me with disloyalty, loyalty. Put you in check, you know I'm royalty, royalty. Better come correct, cause that's a major key, yeah. All I want is loyalty, loyalty. Don't come around me with disloyalty, loyalty. Put you in check, you know I'm royalty, royalty. Better come correct, cause that's a major key. All I want is loyalty, loyalty. Don't come around me with disloyalty, loyalty. Put you in check, you know I'm royalty, royalty. Better come correct, cause that's a major key, yeah. All I want is loyalty, loyalty. Don't come around me with disloyalty, loyalty. Put you in check, you know I'm royalty, royalty. Better come correct, cause that's a major key
again, right here on the number one station. I don't have to introduce it because you already know the Active FM, but I'll say it for just for free. You get what I'm saying? Active FM, where Christ music is hot music.
Yeah.
You're chilling with your boy DJ Dash, DJ Nav, and Mr. Turbo Talk.
Yes.
Yeah, you got that. We're back again. We would like to hear from you people out there what you have to say about this. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you
can
get us on Facebook, ActiveFM777, on Twitter at ActiveFM777.
Yeah.
Get us on Instagram as well, ActiveFM777. Get us there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you want to listen to the shows, which you should be, go on www.activefm.co.za. You get all the shows right there.
Speaking about that, Mr. Nash and Mr. Dave, we've got the Active FM app, you know, man.
Yeah.
You don't have to go into the, what you call the internet anymore. You have to just go on your app store if you're using Android.
Yeah.
Sorry for the Apple users, man, you know. But yeah, we'll get you hooked up soon,
yeah,
you know.
Sure.
You just have to log on to your Play Store and go search the Active FM app and you'll find it. And yeah. Basically, all you have to do is to download the app, and yeah, you can listen to whatever show you want to listen to on the app. You don't need to go on the internet anymore, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's our producer right there. He knows it all. He does it all behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Hey, oh yeah, you said it all. You find the easier way now to get to our shows.
Yeah.
And a whole lot more. Yeah, that's Mr. T right there.
Yeah, we back, man. Uh-huh. You know, I was actually thinking of it. You know, what made you say that? Because a lot of people, they actually look at the physical side of the story, you know.
Yeah.
They look at the physical side of the story, not realizing that there's also the spiritual side of the story.
Yeah.
You know, like people don't just say things for the sake of saying it.
Yeah.
So there's like something that's happening in the spiritual. Remember, like what we bind in the spirit, we also bind in the physical,
yeah.
Right? So... now, if you look at it, people, they don't just say things for the sake of saying it.
Mm-hmm. No.
There's something that happens in the spiritual, and guess what? Physical, they actually say things that they wouldn't.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'll take my example for my situation, you know, like with my father. Now, let's say I didn't go back and, you know, apologize to him in the physical. Now, looking at the spiritual side of it, I could have missed a blessing.
Yeah.
Could have missed a blessing. Yeah. Like, that situation that I was in, maybe that situation was there either so that I can receive a blessing or so that something can happen in his life.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of things that can happen. Like, something that's amazing is, hey, the devil doesn't just sit back and relax, you know.
Yeah.
He actually looks.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, this is what's happening, you know. Like, in order for this person not to get this blessing, I'm going to take him in this specific way.
Yeah.
And... he won't just relax and see a blessing coming towards you and he's like, oh man, if that was me. And then there's a blessing. It's going to him. Shucks, it got to him. I could have done something, man.
Yeah.
No, you won't just sit there and, you know, daydream or look at the blessing getting to you. He's going to send demons there to be played. Yeah. Like, in the spiritual, he's attacking. And as a result, that's why you get in this situation where you say something and you're like wondering, why did I say that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I wouldn't say that. I said it.
Yeah.
And not realizing that it was actually in the spiritual.
Yeah.
Like, you had a battle happening in the spiritual, and because you're weak in the spirit, what happened? The enemy overpowered you.
Yeah.
And as a result, you say things that you weren't supposed to say.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Dave, you know, like, just to touch on the spiritual side of it, you know, like, how do you think people should react, you know, in a situation?
Like you guys said that... you know, we've been taught about a character and all that stuff. You know, when you take something that you've been taught and apply it, there are results that come afterwards.
Yeah.
But now, if you're being taught on how to handle yourself and how to build your character in so that you can handle things in the physical that you should be handling in the spiritual, because whatever that happens in the spiritual will manifest in the physical, because now we have every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms. So now, in order for you to reach out to what is in the spiritual, you need to access it by praying and asking for what is in the spiritual to manifest in the physical. So now, how we need to handle this stuff, we need to actually be character, we need to have the character of Christ.
Yeah.
To be able to handle each and every situation that is happening around
us.
Yeah.
That's true.
And to actually overcome the things that the devil is throwing at us, we need to be
We need to be built and founded in the character of Christ.
Yeah.
But now, if we are not in the character of Christ, what are we walking on?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I have to say right now.
Amazing, man. And yeah, you know, like the word actually says that he has given us all authority on earth, you know. And that's amazing because our words have power. Because, like, if you go in the book of Genesis, you know, it's actually amazing. Like, God created with words.
Mm. Yeah.
Created with words.
True.
And you know, that's the funny thing. You say to someone, I hate you, and then the time goes on, you begin to hate him.
Yeah. And that those things happen.
You know, it's developing. Yeah. Not realizing that your words have power. Your words have power. Why? Because you're given authority. Yeah. God didn't, like, he didn't decide to draw on a paper and then, yeah, you know, did his stuff. And then, boah, there's the tree came, the earth and all the stuff. He spoke everything into being.
True.
So what does that tell you? Since we are made in his image, and the book of Deuteronomy does say that we are gods, you know, not over God, like, but we are gods, you know, and since it says that, and he says he has given us all authority, doesn't that click to say that also you have the power to actually create things with your words, just like God did?
Yeah. Mm.
He created the universe with his word. So everything that you say, you know, picture that, like, here you are, you wake up in the morning, go in the mirror, like, man, I look ugly. Yeah, what is ugliness gonna say? I hear someone calling my name, man. I'm gonna visit that person. Hey, hey. So you gotta examine those words, man. Yeah. Don't just say things for the sake of saying them.
Yeah.
Gotta examine them because you have the you have been given authority.
Yeah,
you have the power to create. And it's amazing because that's what the Lord does, you know. That's what the Lord does.
Gives you what you ask for.
Yeah. Yay. Yay. That's dangerous. Mm-hmm. Like, so
it's just like what we're speaking about. What we're speaking about today is that, you know what? Even when you say something and you didn't mean it, it's important that you go back to that person
and repent.
And repent.
And
ask for forgiveness and tell them that I didn't mean what I said.
Yeah.
Because now if you keep it within yourself, it's going to grow and grow, and it's going to be a constant thing. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a thing that you say all the time.
You're sleeping with the devil.
You're sleeping with the devil.
Devil, you know. It's too much.
Yeah, you don't want to be in that situation, man.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be in that situation.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Tabiso, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, from your side, man. Okay, like, what advice would you give the people in terms of things that they say, you know, on a spiritual level? Like, what advice would you give them?
I'd say, you know, pray to God, because as you said, Mr. Nash, that whatever you ask from God, you shall get, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Pray to God that he gives you the spirit of being able to communicate with people in a proper manner, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And taking situations in a proper manner, because we sometimes react out of anger or because we don't like the next person. So if God enables you to be able to speak to people in a certain manner, in an appropriate manner, if I can say that, you know, you're 100. You won't end up saying stuff like, I hate you or stuff like that.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, I hate you, you'll say, no, I love you for whatever you did.
Sure.
You know?
Mm. Yeah.
So please, guys, read your Bibles and pray to God. And yeah, come to church.
No such thing as you know, God is everywhere, so I'm there to I'll communicate. No,
you know, that's actually what I hear most of the time. I don't need to go to church.
Man,
I'll pray at home. And now when you come to church, you receive direction. And now when you're at home, who's giving you direction?
They'll be like, it's God, man.
he is everywhere, but you need to come to church, man.
He has sent people, the anointed ones, to actually teach you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
True that day. And I don't know where we would be if you had to be at home, man. Like, here you are at home. Okay, so he'll give you a revelation, but you can't translate the revelation.
Yeah.
Because you know what's the funny thing about God? As you are in the church, he'll give you a revelation, but he'll also use someone else to translate that revelation.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, okay, this is what it's saying. And this person probably doesn't know you. He's just coming to you and giving you the translation of the revelation.
Yeah.
Like, God said, I must come and tell you this. Mm. Then you're like, oh, okay.
Mm.
Now picture that you're not connected to his body.
Mm.
Then how is he going to come down and speak to you?
Yeah.
Obviously, he can speak to you, like, as in, on that level of, me, you know, first person. But you still need the person next to you.
Yeah.
Still need your brother.
You do.
Like, picture this, if you had to be in the house, Then what use will Jesus' commandment being love your neighbor? Like what use will it be? Because you're in the house. Who are you speaking to? Who are you gonna love in the house? Okay, yeah. Besides your parents and your family members, but your neighbors. Because you don't go out, you don't see your neighbors. You don't go to the church. You don't go to the party. So who are you gonna love? Besides that,
you know, just in closing, I'll just say that. If you don't go to church, it's like you having the head without the body.
Yeah.
Because the church represents the body.
Mm-hmm.
And now God is the head.
Yeah.
So now you're saying in the house, I have the head, but now the body, I'll leave it outside.
Nah,
I don't need the body.
No, man.
Yeah, everybody was spoken right there.
Yeah.
What made you say that?
Yeah.
You can actually say some more right there. Have your views. As we say it on Facebook, ActiveFM777, on Instagram, ActiveFM777, Twitter at ActiveFM777.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget to go on Play Store and download the app.
Yeah.
Make it easier for you to get these shows.
Yeah,
everybody. Thank you for your time.
Yeah.
Thank you for sticking around. We'll give you the last track and then we out of here. Peace out.
Yeah.
Peace.
This tension like it won't expose the truth, but you feel alone now, afraid of what you fear. You look so insecure, using pictures on your wall to keep records of your heart. But freedom lasts for more than a night. Freedom lasts for more than a night. Who is it all about? You never question. Now